Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament, don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system, everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. The bodyguard, that means police is watching, and I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping, and if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop.
I'm your host, L Boogie. We in the building, baby. I'm gonna bring in my co-host. I got my co-host, ICE, as usual, coming from a street near you. And I got my other co-host, Styles the God. And he's down in Florida right now. We going off the streets all over the world, man. I got my OG, DB, the engineer, who always keep me tight, man. He always keep me tight. You know what I mean? We on a Thursday. You know, they what is it? Hashtag TBT. So we might do some throwback Thursdays. You know we always going to keep the... You know, the you big dummy of the day. So, let's get started, man. I'm going to bring in my guys, man. First and foremost, you know, welcome to the show. Appreciate you guys coming in. Now, I've been doing some research. We know we got the corona virus going on right now, and sports is on hold, but Dana White. From the UFC, Dana White, he has, somewhere or another, said that he's going to still have UFC going on a remote island that he's going to rent, and he's going to have his match. They're going to put some international, you know, fighters on. Styles the God. Let me start with you, man. What do you think about that? You know, Dana White, you know, risking that and doing what he's doing.
I think it's a great thing that he's doing because some kind of way we got to find out the solution on how to go on right now with this coronavirus and have sports entertainment take place. Sports is a big part of everyone's day-to-day living. You know, the average civilian walking around loves a sport, whether it be soccer, football, basketball, hockey. You know, it's a sport that someone loves. And, you know, by him doing this, I think it's going to help figure out a way or a solution to try to get things back to normal with all this coronavirus pandemic going on right now.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, but I guess it's like war, right? Casualties of war. I guess you know, you see how it goes first, and then you see what was the repercussions after. Straight. ICE.
What's up?
How you doing, sir?
Yeah.
So I'm asking you, Dana White. With the UFC, he still wants to have his, you know, UFC, what is it, 249, he wants to have it and have it on a remote island. So what do you think about that?
I can't do it, man. I can't do it.
It's a blood. It's a first of all, it's a blood sport. You know, so it can be on a remote island. It can be with nobody there. But they still bleed. You know, they still bleed. They're getting on planes, unless they got private jets. So I think this is one of the worst decisions in sports right now. So, you know, and then I know they ain't better than basketball, football, or baseball. So, you know, it's a blood sport, man. This is dangerous right here.
But
so I wouldn't
do it. With that being said, we know that that boxing and UFC, they do a lot of blood work. They want to make sure you're not, you know, not tested positive for a lot of drugs, and you're not tested for a lot of things, you know, as far as, you know, diseases and stuff like that. So my thing is, I don't know. I'm up in the air because I've done a little research. This virus, I mean, it's airborne. You can catch it just by walking outside. You know, the rapper Scarface, he was quarantined. He was quarantined, and he was in his house, and he still caught it. And now his kidneys is failing him. You know, and I saw a little, if you want to go back, this is the streets, it's got resources. If you want to go back on YouTube and watch his conversation with his fellow ghetto boy rapper, Willie D, and how he's handling it. It's the streets. But everybody's seen the movie Shawshank Redemption, right? You saw that movie, right, Styles the Guy? You saw that movie, right?
Yeah, one of my favorite movies.
And my man, the warden. And he said the word obtuse. Do you think Dana White is obtuse? Because he's like, hey, man, we got to make some money. Don't nothing move but the money. So what do you think, man? Do you think it's, I mean, how do you look at Dana White with this situation?
I think he out for the money. I think he out for the money. He dead wrong. He dead wrong.
You think so?
I know so.
I don't know. Well,
hey, but,
I mean, you can get. Listen to this, though, Ice. You can get an elbow in the league and get stitches in his blood. You bumping and grinding against the guy and he's sweating. So what's the difference?
That's why, if that's the case, everything need to be on open right by now. Everything
but
need to be going on.
We're not stepping in the ring. We're not going to step in the ring until both of us is tested, right? We're going to have tests done. We're going to have all kinds of things done before we step into the ring. So we're not worried once everything comes back negative.
That's what I'm saying. It's so much testing going on. But remember, even if you don't have it, you still can be a carrier and give it to somebody else. But isn't that any cold? Isn't that any flu?
That's any virus, though.
Right.
Absolutely. That's
any virus.
Right. We got to start somewhere, though. We got to open up the gates and see if we can.
You gotta have a test dummy. You gotta throw the test car out there and crash it to see how it's gonna crash, how it's gonna take to the society or population. So he's a test dummy right now. He's the first one that wanna jump out there and see what it's gonna do. And, yeah, let it go ahead. More power to you. All the other organizations and networks, I'm sure, is like, go ahead, so we can see exactly what's gonna happen. And if the negative comes from it, then we're not gonna do it. We're gonna still continue to listen to the president of the United States to stay quarantined. And, you know, but if it does work, then, you know, all these other billionaires and franchise owners, they're going to definitely push to get their franchises back up and going. If this man is out there making billions, then it's a race.
Absolutely.
So speaking
of that, go ahead. I'm listening, Ice.
So in other words, you said all the sports can do is go to an island and play. Play their games, football,
no,
basketball.
He's still having United States.
UFC matches going on too, but just in undisclosed locations. Like he got UFC 249 going on, and a remote location that New York Times reported in the tribal land of California on April 18th. It's going to be aired on ESPN. Khabib was supposed to fight Tony Ferguson, but he got a replacement with the kid Justin Gaethje, and they're going to fight on ESPN in California at a remote location. They're trying to say it's a tribal land remote location, but, you know, he's still having these events here in the United States going on with no fans. You get what I'm saying? So it's always a test. I mean, you know, go out there and see how it goes and see how much money you can pull in off of it, how much revenue you still selling. And that's what these other NFL and NBA and hockey, all these other guys are just letting him do it. So now they see him bringing in the revenue. They're going to want to do the same thing because, like I said, it's a race to be who the richest.
Well, somebody's going to have to be the first one to do it.
Yeah, he's just the first billionaire to buy an island and put everything on his own island because he ain't got time for the United States and bullshit.
Wow.
Right, and that's the key word, though. Key word. I think he's renting. I don't know if he's buying, but I know that he's trying to do something unprecedented to get this sports world back going. That's what it's looking like.
Yeah,
that's what it's looking like. Somebody got to do it. And speaking of that, the NBA season has been a full month now. We will be going into the final 7-8 games, going into the playoffs, and do you think that the NBA is going to be canceled, or when do you think they're going to start this thing back up? Let's go with you first, Ice.
Well, I'm thinking around about September, the first week of September. Maybe 5 games of regular season and head on to the playoffs. But as the epidemic keeps on getting worse and worse, it might be a wash season for the NBA. You know, it might be a wash season. So we'll wait, though. I say if it's past September, then it's not going to be a season because it's going into the second season of the NBA. So, no, we'll see, though. We'll see.
Styles the guy, what you say?
Well, I think the NBA will continue on this season. I don't agree with 5 games because I'm coming from being an athlete myself, I don't think I can get ready in 5 games for NBA playoffs and be fully locked in and ready. So I think the NBA season will kick back off, and it'll be May-July, and then they're going to have a 3-week season, 10 games into 3 weeks. They're going to put 10 games, 10 to 14 games, based into 3 weeks. And after that, they're going to have a first round, they're going to go back to the first 5 games, the first round, and then the 7 games for the next 2 rounds. That's how I think the NBA will do it this year.
Man. Shout out to my engineer, OGDB. He just sent me a kite. He said the UFC was sold Sunday night for $4 billion. For $4 billion. And Dana White net worth is worth $5 million. That's just his net worth. We ain't talking about the gross. It's the streets, baby. Give us a call, 515-605-9370. Or you can log on blogtalkradio.com. Category sports. / Streets is talking. My take on the NBA, if nothing gets going on, if nothing gets popping, I'm going to treat it like the Olympics. When does the Olympics basketball season usually, take place? Like in July, am I correct, guys? Probably around July, late July.
Yeah, late July.
My thing is, if you don't get something going on by then, I think we should just maybe wrap it up, because now you're fighting with the NFL. Now you're fighting with, Major League Baseball in their prime. They, down the stretch run, because, September, maybe August, September, it'll be like, and now you're battling with the NFL. You know, because we know the NFL going to go. We know that's a fact. Not for long. So they don't care about you. It's, I mean, let's go back to that word. Word of the streets today is obtuse because they don't care nothing about you, baby. But my thing is this. One thing I will say, and I respectfully disagree with the Styles of God, I do think that there should be no more season. If it prolongs, we just got a hoop. Like if we start in, and if, like I said, if we start in September, I might want to go a 5-game series. The whole playoff.
Hey, can I get this though, right? So how are we gonna just kick right off, right? How are we gonna just kick right off? I don't agree with that. It's other things that play a factor. Injuries, you know, you gotta tear hamstrings. We know how this stuff goes. Quads get pulled, ankles get turned because our bodies are not in shape. Our bodies haven't been tuned to running up and down the court on a high impact level. So we need time, we need games to kick back off. And then what I don't agree with is I don't think the NFL regular season, preseason games will have any effect on the NBA playoff series going on, any NBA playoff series. NFL regular season game, don't get me wrong, the NFL is some powerful bad boys, but an NFL regular season game has nothing on the NBA playoff. So I think the NBA can't kick off and let a playoff go on during the NFL regular season. Games are being played during the beginning of the season of the NFL. Not too much into it, but I think within the first 4 weeks of the NFL, the NBA is perfectly fine with an NBA playoffs going on during the NFL.
Man.
We're going to agree to disagree. When we come back from commercial, I got somebody, you know what I mean? My man's in there.
What would you watch? What would you watch? L Boogie, what would you watch? Would you watch an NBA playoff game or would you watch an NFL regular season game?
Because it's only 16, I'm watching NFL, baby.
Ooh, this is crazy. Let's go.
I'm from the streets where the bullets swallow on me. Bullets are following on me. There's so much coke that you can run the floor.
Tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Top to bottom. They say that we are prone to violence, but it's home sweet home. Where personalities clash and chrome meets chrome. The coke prices up and down like it's Wall Street home. But this is worse than the Dow Jones. Your brains are now blown all over that brown brown. One slip, you are now gone. Welcome to hell where you are welcome to sell. But when the shells come, you better return them. All scars, we earn them. All cars, we learn them like the back of our hand. We watch for cops hopping out the back of van. Wear a G on my chest, I don't need that for damn. This ain't a stone outfit, Holmes is about it. Was clapping them flamers before I became famous. For playing me, y'all shall forever remain nameless. I am home. Sure I do. I tell you the difference between me and them. They trying to get they ones, I'm trying to get them M's. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4. In just 5 years, 40 million more. You are now looking at the 40 million boy. I'm raping Def Jam till I'm the 100 million man. R-O-C. That's where you're wrong. I came into this motherfucker 100 grand strong. 9 to be exact, from grinding G-packs. Put this shit in motion, ain't no rewinding me back. Could make 40 off a brick, but one rhyme could beat that. And if somebody would have told him that Ho would sell clothing, not in this lifetime, wasn't in my right mind. That's another difference that's between me and them. I smarten up, open the market up. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4. In 18 months, 80 million more. Now add that number up with the one I said before. You are now looking at one smart black boy. Mama ain't raised no fool. Put me anywhere on God's green earth, I triple my worth. Motherfucker, I will not lose. Put something on it. I sell ice in the winter. I sell fire in hell. I am a hustler, baby. I sell water to a well. I was born to get cake. Move on and switch states. Chop the coop with the roof gone and switch plates. Was born to dictate. Never follow orders, dick face. Get your shit straight. Fuck all, this is Big J. Ah.
You don't know what you're doing.
Will not lose ever. Fuck up.
The streets, we back. It's your boy, L. Boogie. Ice, sounds of God. You know, I got my caller that called in, man. He all the way across the country, man. I'm going to bring him in. You know what I mean? My man, my partner in crime, man. T-Row.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, y'all know what time it is. Streets is in the building always, you dig? God damn it. Good morning, everyone. Well, should I say good afternoon to all my player partners? You know what I mean? It's still early, Rob. It's 8 a.m. where I am, damn it. Y'all better, what's up? Y'all got to give me one time to wake up around this motherfucker. You dig? Yeah,
Streets.
Got to get that early morning Cheerios in the system to get right. You know what I mean?
So let me ask you, and you're a big UFC fan. That's why I'm glad that I brought
nothing.
You on.
You ain't got to ask me nothing. You know I'm ready.
Hey, hold on. Let me go back. I misquoted my engineer. I'm sorry. And he always keep me together, Ro, just like you did. Dana White is worth $500 million, not $5 million. So go back to your point, T-Row.
Yeah, don't shortcut the white dude. You know, Dana White makes that bread. That dude there, boy, he makes that bread. You dig? That's where my first point was going. Oh, don't shortcut that dude, but let me get to it. UFC definitely is going to go first. Say, STG, my God, listen to me. It ain't about no blood. Ain't got shit to do with blood. Motherfucker, cough on you, you getting it. You touch something in the airport, at the grocery store, anything. It's on you, man. It's just some weird stuff going on. But, like y'all said earlier, it's a trial period. Them UFC boys are guinea pigs. They going to go out and do whatever they want to do anyway. So what he did, everybody on that little island, that island ain't big. That island going to be small because everybody that's coming to that show going to be tested. You dig? After that, then that's when every other sport, that's when every other owner going to jump into it. And let's not forget, players, it ain't no other sport that people love or, quote, love other than baseball. You see how hard baseball trying to get it in. So guaranteed. Once this is over, once the UFC do their thing, the very next sport that's going to take place is going to be baseball. What happened after 9/11? What was the first sport that they started playing? Baseball. So, number two, talk about all the sports and who, what you're going to watch, when you're going to watch it. I don't give a damn what's on. Guess what? Both TVs in the crib going to have four different sports on every channel. You know how we did it in the streets. It's talking in the boy. Don't get me started. We got TVs everywhere. We watching everything. It don't matter what's on. I watch some damn soccer right now. I don't give a damn what's on. It's a you. If you gonna sit at home and watch, if you gonna watch the Family Feud, go ahead. Watch Steve Harvey, big lip ass, bald head ass. You mean, come on, man. Y'all know what time it is. It's sport. Don't give a damn what sport it is. Your ass going to begin to like it. If golf was the only damn sport on, guess what? You're going to find you a favorite golfer. I guarantee you that. Let that be on 3 months. Guaranteed you're going to find you somebody other than Tiger Woods that you're going to start rooting for. It's just all about sports, player. It ain't got nothing to do with it. All these NBA players got this shit. They shaking hands. They in there playing in the locker room. Oh, got the COVID. Damn, for real? How does that happen? You know what I'm saying? So it ain't about all the blood and what's – and it's a contact – every sport is a contact sport. You know, these pitchers hit you with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball inside your noggin. you gonna be bleeding. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, don't get it twisted. Everything is about who gonna do it first. Y'all already done said it. It's all about who gonna do it first. Who gonna? They all guinea pigs right now. But to be honest with you, I don't give a damn. Hurry up and get this back on point, because I need some sports in my life. I'm tired of going to the grocery store just to look at these old funny-ass people over some damn toilet paper. This is getting on my damn nerves.
Wow.
This is, man, this
what
is ridiculous.
Call.
I'm running out of things to do. And y'all, you know, if y'all married, y'all got honey to-do list. My wife got to quit it. Because we're going to get a divorce over this bullshit if sports don't start happening.
The streets is talking, bro.
Streets is always in the building.
Another question for you real quick. The NBA season, what do you think is the possible date of cancellation? And if they do start it back,
oh,
what do you think of the format and all that? What's your point? What's your view on that?
I'm going to take y'all back, because I'm glad you brought that back up. What happened in 1997 when Tim Duncan was first drafted and he played with the Admiral? What happened that season? It was a 50-game season.
It was about 50.
Yeah, so don't get it twisted. It's going to come back. We just have to have that guinea pig sport first. Once all that happens, I'm telling you, what Dana White is doing is very smart. Getting this shit away from everybody. And guess what? He's going somewhere undisclosed that nobody has ever heard of anyway. So, I mean, hey, you ain't heard of Russia having no coronavirus. There's a couple of other countries. We ain't ever Australia. I ain't heard nobody in Australia. I ain't heard nobody in, you know, Croatia. I ain't heard none of that over there. You know what I'm saying? So, in all reality, he the smartest one. All these in it. I mean, don't get it twisted. I heard yesterday. They talking about bringing Major League Baseball out here to Arizona to play at where the spring training fields are, because they know Arizona about to get hot. Coronavirus can't survive heat. I don't know if y'all knew this, but we'd be about 102 weeks left. So I can tell you,
right,
this, it's 84 degrees right now, and it's 9.
Shit, I'm down
that
in Florida. It's 86 in Florida right now. So,
exactly, and we pushing 85 today.
Beautiful.
Little wind blowing. But guess what?
Hey, guys, I do want to keep in mind, though, that these guys is about money, you know, and he attests to me, Dana White. And the fans is the number one thing that causes the money and the revenue to come in, right? So without the fans, how else are we going to create revenue? We're going to get our own TV network, and we're going to stream our entertainment live on our own TV network. So now each fan got to download that network. That's how they're going to do it without these fans.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's why everything is called streaming. You think Dana White going to go somewhere? Man, that boy going to have a satellite that's about 30 feet above the stadium, above this little island where everybody can see it. There ain't going to be no interruptions or nothing. They're about the money. He picked the island
where
it's a whole bunch of rich people that live on this island. And don't be surprised when they show the audience. You'd be like, damn, I know him. Damn, is that Will Smith? Is that Will and Jada? Come on, man. You got to be kidding. Ain't nobody going to be at this UFC that ain't got no money, man. Dana White's smart. That's why UFC going first. Trust me. Them boys ignorant, for real. Who in the hell want to get punched in their face anyway?
Vince McMahon is the first to do it. He got wrestling going on right now with no fans.
Well,
wow.
Yeah,
let me ask you this.
Wrestling's fake as hell.
I'm going to start. I'm gonna start with you, Ice, really quick before we go to commercial, because we gotta pay the bills, and I'm gonna give everybody else their due real quick, and then we'll go order. So, Ice, let me ask you this: if the NBA was to shut down, how much? Give me a bottom line number. How much money would they lose, in your opinion?
Ooh, wait. Over a couple $1 billion.
Woo! Over a couple billion. So you say $2 billion. So I say $2 billion.
Between $2 to $5 billion. Between $2 to $5 billion.
What about you, Styles the Guy? What you say?
Yeah, I'm up here with y'all. I'm a little higher. I'm between $5 to $10 billion. It's 32 NBA teams. Them high end teams like the Lakers, the Clippers, them $500 million teams, man. Them they bring in high end money. So I'm about $5 to $10 billion the NBA gonna lose out if they don't have this season.
You say $10 million.
Billion.
$5 to $10 billion.
Yeah.
And Rome, before we go to commercial, what do you say?
Man, I was up here trying. I was trying to calculate some shit. My bad. That's a lot of damn money, man. Cause, I mean, it is about to. And just think about this. Even the sorriest team bring in a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? So I was just thinking about the bottom. Like, let's just say this. Let's just say. Who's at the bottom of the barrel? So you think about that. You think Mike would have sold the team if it wasn't worth money. So even with the sorriest teams, that would be on an average $2-3 billion. And you're talking about the Lakers and the Clippers and Milwaukee and everything that they have just between them three teams. Damn. Man, it might be more. Y'all might want to double up.
Yeah, about a hundred billion.
I was waiting till everybody finished because I was going to say honestly, I think every team net worth is $1 billion because of the salaries they have promised. Some of these athletes, $200 million over 4 years. So they're dishing out millions and millions and millions of dollars. You know what I mean? And plus these sponsors and everything. So me personally, because of how many teams? 31 teams. I'm going to say close to $80 to $110 billion.
That's about right. Yeah, that's about right.
I was going to say that, but y'all were so low, it made me change my mind. I didn't want to sound dumb. God damn. I swear to God, I was going to say about $500 billion, but y'all made me change my mind and started with $5 billion. That's a lot of commercial on that one because I'm about to start getting back on my calculator. It's the Streets Just Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. I'm your host, El Boogie. We're coming to you Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. daily, Eastern Time. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. We just halfway through the show. We got some more coming back. Oh, man. Don't forget, we got the You Big Dummy of the Day. Oh, man. I can't wait to hear those. Let's go. It's the Streets.
Put my whole arm in the rim, Benz car. And I know Poppy get a key for the puddle. Shotty belly finna double C's, I bought her. Got a bitch that's looking like a Leo, she a model. I got the pink slip. My whip is keyless. Cause I'm about to get the key to the city. Patty, light a seat. Forgetting out the coupe at the lot. Tony for a 12 for a squat. Busting all the bells out the box. I just hit the lick with the box. Had to put the stick in the box. Pour up the whole damn field. I'ma get lazy. The mojo deals, we been trapping like the 80s. She
nigga slow. Got a cash out. Told him wipe a nigga no. Say slash slash. I won't never sell my soul. And I can back that. And I really wanna know. I've been moving them out. And Steeler with me, then he got the blues in the pouch. Took her to the forest, put the wood in the mouth. Bitch, don't wear no shoes in my house. The private I'm flying in, I never wanna fly again. I take my chances in traffic. She sucking on dick, no hands with it. I just made the rolly plane like a landing strip. I'm a 2020 president candidate. I done put 100 bands on Zimmerman shit. I been moving real gangsta, so that's why she pick a Chris. Shawty call me Chris Cole, cause I pop my shit. Got it out the mud. There's nothing you can tell me. Yeah, when I had a job. Wealthy. Yeah, out the coupe at the lot. Told him for a 12 fuck squat. Buzzing all the bells out the box. I just hit a leaf with the box. Had to put the stick in the box. Pour up the whole damn field. I'ma get lazy. I got the mojo deals. We been trapping like the 80s. She said the nigga slow. Got a cash out. Told him wipe a nigga no. Say slash slash. I won't never sell my soul. And I can back that. And I really wanna know.
The schedule busy, my head in a hoodie, my shorty a goodie, my cousins are crazy, my cousins like Boogie. Life is amazing, it is what it should be. Been here for 10, but I feel like a rookie. I tell her, look up, cause it's snowing in Tootsies. Booked for 3 years, man, you can't even book me. It's me and Lil Baby, the shit going crazy. Weezy produced it, and Weezy F made me, and she held it down, so she got a Mercedes. Yo Money Records, the Army, the Navy, it ran me 10,000, I threw it like Brady. The foreign is yellow, like Tracy and Katie. I trust in my niggas, they never betray me. Met all these niggas, they sweeter than Sadie. When I started out, I just took what they gave me. Did all the favors, they never repay me. It worked in my favor, cause nobody
saved me. Whip got no keys, tell him my clothes no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank like yes, indeed. Cartier glasses, I won't even peek at you. Yellow Ferrari like Pikachu. I got him waiting and watching what he gon' do. Tryna pee what I do, tryna steal my moves. 2500 for a new pair of tennis shoes. The same price I can make them young and come and finish you. Lawyer being charged, he a Jewish like a voodoo. Real dope boy, 100,000 in his visa. President's attention, slide by, we don't see you. I been getting money, I ain't worried about what he do. Getting money like I'm from the ages. Men Dre about to drop, man, this shit gon' go crazy. They know I'm the truth, coming straight from the basement. I'm straight as a street, man, I come from the pavement. A million all hundreds, it make them go crazy. Wham, 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 bitch, I'm a baby. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go on, leave. Got M's in the bank, like, yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off.
The streets is soft as sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Brand new whip, got no keys. Man, they got heated on the streets, man. Soon as I nut, you can go. We trying to estimate how much would the NBA lose if it were to shut down this year. Woo! Give us a call, 515-605-9370. If you're tuning in online, make sure you get to it. blogtalkradio.com, category sports, / streets is talking. And don't forget, if you want to hear yourself, you can always go back to the podcast. Like we said, blogtalkradio.com. I'm going to bring my host back in, ICE, Styles of God.
Yes,
and
yeah.
My man is in them, all the way from the West Coast, T. Rizzy. So I know
y'all
some
know
of us
what it is.
I know we've done our homework. Some of us maybe during the break maybe estimated some numbers or looked up some numbers. So this month alone, just them not playing ball for a month, how much did they lose, guys? Does anybody know that? And like
mm-hmm.
I said, what do you think? How much did they, if they was to shut down, how much would they lose? I'm going to start with you, Ice. ICE, I'm gonna start with you.
How much did they lose?
What I'm saying is that I got your juices going, and so estimated on a year. So say you was to do a year 2018, 2019. How much did the NBA make that year?
And we know every year the salary cap either, you know, it raises a percent. So I'm just wondering,
yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
It's up about
if they were to shut down.
Man, all the numbers that I just thought about, man, all the guys are getting, you know, these big contracts, $200 million contracts, man, they got to be losing, man, about, in 1 month, they probably lost about $10 billion, you know, and I guess you're right, guys, because I think it's up there. It's about $100 billion these guys totally losing. You know, if you think about it.
And they still rich.
So, yeah, they are. They are. But they're losing some money. These billions, though. It's not millions. It's billions. And that's just 1 month, I think. So, yeah, you're right, guys. It's up there at least between, you know, $100 billion and more. You know what I'm saying? 80 to $100 billion.
I'm reading the article now. Last year, 2018-2019 season, all 30 NBA teams combined in just revenue made $9 billion. That's just revenue.
So that, wait, come on, man. That's $9 billion. You ain't talking about what they use to cheat with.
Right.
Was not on the books. Because this is the streets, man. Some guys ain't on the books.
There's $9 billion off the book. If they got $9 billion on them, they got $20 billion off. Man.
Exactly. You know what Robert Kraft do with the money he don't put on the books.
Oh, he goes down the floor. We already know. You gotta talk more to your microphone. Yeah. So let me ask you this. I'm gonna start with you, Styles. Styles the guy with this Major League Baseball, because we're gonna go into that. Do you think they're gonna be next? Maybe they'll probably start, like, you know, we've been out there. We've been on remote. We've been in, you know, those streets of in Arizona, and it gets real hot. And listen, I'm pretty sure those athletes are okay with playing at night, and it still be 95 degrees every game outside without anyone being there. So I'm just asking you, do you think is that going to happen, and how soon you think that could be with the Major League Baseball?
Yes, I think baseball is going to happen, and I think it's going to happen very soon. I think baseball is going to be kicking off for everything in July. And not baseball, I think it's going to be soccer. Because soccer has quarantine, you know, everything going on with it. But definitely baseball first, as far as the United States sports.
Ice, what do you think? Do you think baseball will start its season soon enough? And will they be playing in Arizona? AZ, as we call it.
Well, I think the season is starting baseball, though. Not on time, but it's start. And the best scenario is to play in Arizona. And I think baseball will be the one who probably get the most out of everything, you know. Because football... Baseball really ain't got that much time now. You got if they do it in Arizona, I think baseball can be a success this year.
You ain't got to worry about baseball. Hell, baseball the longest season. They ain't, man, the playoffs don't start till September. You got to remember, the World Series ain't till end of October, November. Baseball ain't tripping. If baseball comes to Arizona, they can have baseball games from 9 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock at night. I mean, we have a midnight league. It ain't, I mean, there's a lot of fields out here just in case y'all don't know. People come to the game. Those early ones coming to get a tan.
The ones that's coming to the night games are the smart ones, the ones that just want to try to get drunk and be happy on the way home. So one way or another, baseball is going to be just fine. Here's my take. If I can get all the sports, baseball, hockey, basketball, baseball, all at the same time, I'm watching everything. I don't care what's on. I'm watching it all. I got a remote control. It changes channels. So I will be changing channels with all four TVs on at the same time. Chillin'. That's what I'm saying. Like,
absolutely.
Everybody keep sports makes the world go round. That's really what it is. And to be honest with you, you see all the professionals taking pay. They're not really taking pay cuts, but they're doing whatever they can to help other people out at this time. So that lets me know they ain't nobody hurting. Everybody all right. You know what I'm saying? So these sports are going to be just fine. They are losing out on money. We know that. Everybody, Ice, DB, STG, Boo Boo, me, myself, I got $120 in my pocket right now. First game that they say is, you can come in. Guess what? I'm spending my money to go get me a ticket because, damn it, that's how much I done missed sports. I got to go see it live because I'm not watching this shit on TV. I want to go see what the hell is going on. I might get a free backpack. I might get a free T-shirt, a towel to throw in the air. Hey, I might get a whole bunch of shit on the first day that these games open up. So I'm going to be there, and I don't give a damn who playing.
It's enough hours in the day, I guess, to run a baseball season because of the time difference, too, in Arizona. So you can really make up some ground, playing games at 9 a.m. And it's 12 p.m. Eastern time, and you can start from 9 a.m. And, the West Coast games, they still go at 9 p.m. and it'd be midnight here. So I see your point. It'll be great. You know, they just – They probably just missed, probably 40 games so far, which is nothing to those baseball players, which is nothing.
Now,
so,
Boo, let me throw this in too. You know this, when you come to the West Coast, the sun is shining in your eyes at 5:30 in the morning. These boys can actually start games at 6 o'clock, where it'll be 9 o'clock on the East Coast. These people's favorite team, these teams can play for their fans. You know what I'm saying? So it's not going to be shiny. You
can
get a
tan
at 7 o'clock in the morning in Arizona, dog.
And you can make up games with doubleheaders, too, because it's baseball. They play a lot of those.
It ain't nothing. And you think these dudes are not going to want to do it? Everybody wants to play right now. Everybody just waiting for DB, what you call number 45 the other day?
Orange. DB, what you calling?
Orange face.
Once he gets okay,
face.
We good. I'm just saying.
Orange face. We got to get that on the show.
Right,
we got to get that clip on the show.
I had to think about that one for a minute. He said number 45, orange face. Who the hell is orange face? I had to think about it. Orange face with white eyes. That boy there, boy. He keep them goggles on up under that damn tanning bed, boy. Let me tell you.
When we come back, because it's Throwback Thursday,
I want your throwback of the day. Anything, throwback of the day.
And also, you big dummy of the day. Coming up next on the Streets is Talking. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of other friends.
Say my day's a number, but I keep waking up. No, you see my text, baby, please say something. Wine by the glass, your man, a cheapskate, huh? Niggas gotta move off my release day, huh? Bitch, this is fame, not clout. I don't even know what that's about. Watch your mouth. Baby got an ego twice the size of the crib. I can never tell a shit, it is what it is. Said what I had to and did what I did. Never turn my back on FBG, God forbid. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist, doing front flips. Giving you my number, but don't hit me on no dumb shit. Working on the weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Niggas swear they passed us, they doing too much. Haven't done my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist, going nuts. Niggas caught me slipping once, okay, so what? Someone hit your block up, I'd tell you if it was us. Man, a house in Rosewood, this shit too plush.
It's cool, man. Got red bottoms on. Life is good. You know what I mean? Like,
100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh. I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain and automata, bitch. Ooh. Dropped $3 on the rain, cause it's been the truck, little bitch. Ooh. I was in the trap serving cocaine, they ain't been the same since. Ooh. Granted, she was standing right there while I catch play on the brick. Ooh. I made them little niggas go haywire, Taliban in this bitch. Ooh. I'd have been down bad in them trenches, had to ride with that stick. Ooh. Who gave you pills and gave that dust? Pluto Central and lick. Ooh, too many convicts that enrolled me to play in this shit. Ooh, proud about nonsense, get old, so I'ma spread in this bitch. Ooh, they had the counter light, lighting it up, nigga, hand if I could get it. Ooh, I'm on a PJ, lighting it up, backwood full of sticky. Ooh, I'm trying to tote that Drake on London, and it's extended. Ooh, they got a stretcher, nigga, how we gon' die for this shit? Ooh, yeah, I ride for my niggas, I lie to my bitch. Ooh, we some poor, high class niggas, made it, we rich. Yeah, I was at the band, though, got a penthouse for a closet. Ooh, it's like a chandelier, lit on my neck, my wrist. Ooh, I got pink toes that talk different languages. Ooh, gotta put melazine in my blood and Percocet. 100,000 for the cheapest ring on the nigga finger, little bitch. Ooh, I done flew one out to Spain to be in my domain, automata, bitch.
The streets are talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop.
I was in the trap serving cocaine, they ain't been
we back in the building, baby.
Monday through Friday, we're going to call this quarantine season. Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Early. Anything you want to talk about, from sports to hip hop to politics, this is a different type of sports talk show. You got to twist the hip hop. Tomorrow we're going to have Freestyle Friday. You know what I mean? So any of my callers, man, I'm excited. We're going to get some music on Friday. You know, it's a little different. And, you know, we also want to know your favorite NBA moments up to this point. So have that ready for yourself tomorrow if you're calling in. But I want to bring my host in, you know what I mean? I'm a long time, you know, hosting also. But we got a special call-in, another call-in, man. And, you know, he's always been a long-time listener, all long-time caller, you know. And you know, you don't never give any on the streets. You don't give your real name, man. It's the streets. So you give, you know, you never give your fair name. So I want to bring in the one and only Big Brother Almighty, man. What's up, Big Brother Almighty?
Hey, what's going on?
What's the deal, baby?
Oh, I just living, man. Staying vertical. I ain't laying horizontal for nobody. You know what I mean?
No doubt. So let me ask you this. We had a couple topics going. You know, what do you think about the Dana White, you know, his you know, idea of, you know, maybe having some fights over, you know, on a remote island, and the NBA cancellation and the Major League Baseball, you know, and how much money do you think the NBA is losing out on this, and will you think it be a season?
Well, with the NBA, if they come back, the motherfucking playoff four might probably be three games. I don't know if you remember that. If you old enough to remember, it started with three-game series, five-game series, seven-game series. It might go three games and then a seven-game series when it gets deep. That's what I feel. Now they got to play basketball if they got to play three games. Fuck them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's close to the NCAA tournament on that note.
Yeah, it's do or die. You know,
man.
What I mean?
Right.
That's how the,
I think that's how the WNBA do it.
Yeah, we'll see who's who. What y'all gonna do? You have a whole night. You go home. All these great shooters, so-called great shooters, go home.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll see
what you think
then.
About this. What you think about this USC?
Hey, man, that dude probably one of the smartest businessmen I ever heard or seen, man. He one of the smartest. He don't keep his money going. He's smart, man. He's smart. He put them boys over there in an island or a cave somewhere and let them bang it out. He probably put them in a cave. It don't matter. That's all it is, cave fighting anyway. Find a good cave, build him a nice cave.
Man,
you feel me?
Because
Al?
Some of them guys don't got because some of them guys don't have anything to lose. They like to fight anyway. So, I mean,
put them in a cave.
Dude, they fight for their life anyway. We bought that life.
Yeah, you can treat them like the Flintstones. Give them a bat a piece, and let them beat each other in the head, man. You know what I mean? They don't care.
Street. Give him a bat.
Like the Flintstones. You ever seen the boxing matches on the Flintstones? Them niggas, they just hit each other in the head to one of them fall out.
Right. Oh man, this is strange. What do you think about baseball? I know you're a baseball fan. You love the Indians. You know, so I'm just wondering, what do you think about the baseball? We're gonna talk about the NFL too with your Browns too.
The baseball, they can have it. You just don't have nobody sitting down low. They don't have their season, man. Them dudes are you in America. This is America's sport, baseball. You're not gonna these old boys ain't gonna let you go a year without having that baseball, man. These old boys ain't gonna let you do that. They will not. Nah. One thing you're gonna have is baseball, man. I don't care if it's only 40 games. You're gonna have baseball.
Good point.
Flat
good
out.
Point. That's America's sport right there. So let me ask you this. We had this question. I know you're a big Browns fan, and Ice is a big Browns fan. So year three for Baker Mayfield. What do you do if he has a mediocre year? Do you move on from him, or do you just keep trying with him?
Let me tell you. I'm going to put it on the table like this. Dude already put the gun to Baker Mayfield's head. He already brought his quarterback and signed him. He brought his quarterback with him from Minnesota to sign him. So, hey, Baker Mayfield has 6 to 8 games to prove something before old boy snatch him. I'm telling you right now. I said it first.
You heard it here first on the streets. If he doesn't perform in 8 games, he will be cut, sliced, and shanked in the streets.
Yeah, they don't put that. Old boy already brought his quarterback with him. He's like, okay. Baker Mayfield got to come in there in shape and ready to play, man. Flat out. You know what I'm saying?
What do you think about Baker Mayfield?
Huh?
What do you think about Mayfield as a quarterback?
It's still in the air for me. It's still in the air for me because he had too many offensive coordinators already, and they ain't letting him play his game. His game is not dropping back. You hear me?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Hello? We just let you finish your thought. Yeah, we
hear you. They ain't letting him play his game. His game, they changed. Freddie changed his whole game, man. He can't sit back in no parking and think, man. He's not a thinker like that. He got to be on the move. You know what I'm saying? He create on the move. Flat out. You can't have him sitting back there. His feet ain't that good. As far as people talking about the offensive line, my man had 1,400 yards rushing, man. Ain't nothing wrong with the offensive line. Quarterback get 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. Right, L? You was a quarterback of the Bulldog. 1,000, 2,000, 2,000. That dude had three ways to look. Yeah, that's it.
That was the motto.
It's like a point guard in basketball. You don't have anybody to pass it to. When in doubt, go to the rack.
Shoot.
Something happens.
Right.
Yeah,
man, shoot. Hell, you gonna shoot.
Right. You already know. I'm putting it up. So,
in basketball, it don't take 1-1-2-1-3,000. Nah, it's 1-2. Back out, you ain't there, shit. I'm shooting this one.
Yeah,
right.
Get yours off the rim. Nah.
Took too long.
For real.
That's my whole thing.
Man, so your prediction. You making predictions. So I want to hear your prediction of, would you guys be over 500? And would you guys go to the playoffs?
10-6 and we win a division, man. How about that, brother? Did you hear?
No.
10-6 and we win
a division. Man, I think I might want to bring in my new engineer, OGDZ, old bug here. I want to know if he has something to say about that.
Yeah, bring him in.
Man, we all know Big Dog is about the Browns, man. So if he's gonna try to sell you the Browns 10-6, I could sell water to a well.
Whoa!
You might be a good salesman. How about that?
Well, oh man,
I got some property in the Bahamas.
He sound like a Steeler fan.
Oh, you man. Already know, black and gold, baby.
Yeah, he sound like a Steeler fan. I think his team went green and black too. That's what he sound like.
Man,
appreciate the call, Big Dog.
Man, we got Big Dog.
Back in high school days, I ain't never seen him in a Steeler jersey a day in my life. I swear.
Wow.
Bam.
There you have
it. Talk.
The streets is talking.
The streets
is talking. Man, and I want you to tell a friend. To tell a whole bunch of friends.
Unless it smells like sanitation, garbage, I turn like doorknobs. Heart throb never, black and ugly as ever. However, I say coochie down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam not in your Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajos creep me in they teepee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it. If you think you're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friends, Papa hit it. Then split it in two as I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in game begin. First I talk about how I dress is this in diamond necklaces. Stretch Lexus is the sex is just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper. Help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you'll be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. Think of that song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayne. Low down dirty even like his brother Keenan. Scheming. Don't leave your girl around me. True player for real. Act Puff Daddy. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. She beat me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Flipping job, playing card notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo?
I got that good song, girl, you didn't know.
Give me one more chance. can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls. The envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in them. The finest women I love with the passion. Your man's a wimp, I get that ass a good thrashing. High fashion, flying in the all state, sexing me while your man masturbates. Isn't this great? Your flight leaves at 8, a flight lands at 9, my game just rewind. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only a client, I'm the player president.
This street is talking for a song show with a twist of hip hop. We back in the building.
Man, we had Big Brother Almighty call in, man. What a call. We've been hot. The streets is hot. They didn't call the popo on it. The streets is hot. He said the Browns will go 10-6. Win the division.
I like that guy. I like that guy.
That make the playoffs. He might get dummy of the day. No, I'm just playing. <It's true>.
Yeah, I like that
man.
Guy.
You like that guy?
I like that guy. He's smart.
He's smart. 10-6. Win the division and go to the playoffs. Wow. Okay.
We deserve it.
Okay.
We deserve it.
You deserve it. Oh, man, we all deserve $1 million, but do we have it? No.
And we had $1 million in our life. And we combined and had $1 million in our life. We might have blew it, but we ain't had $1 million. We ain't made of $1 million.
No question. No question. No question. But, yeah. I'm going to start, since I'm with you right now, I'm going to start with you, Ice. We come back, you know what I mean, our last segment of the show, Dummy of the Day. So let me start with you, Ice. Dummy
man,
of the Day,
man. I know sports ain't going on right now, but since we're talking about the Browns and the Dummy of the Day, man, I got to go to Dorsey, man, you know what I'm saying, for hiring Kitchen, man, as the coordinator, because you messed up. You took a year away from Baker Mayfield, a wasted year, because you took all your coordinators away and made Freddie Kitchen a running back coach / offensive coordinator for about 10 games. You made him your head coach. And you got rid of all your assistants, man. This guy threw 28 touchdown passes and 12 interceptions his rookie year, man. Everybody was looking forward to this big year, man. And then he just declined, man, big time. And I had to go to – it's Kitchen's fault, but it's for Dorsey, who the one who made Kitchen the coach, you big dummy.
You big dummy. You big dummy.
Shout out to God.
That's my dummy of the day, man.
Who's your dummy of the day?
As it came out that a possible friend of Chris Johnson is going to be running back. That should go to NFL.
Hold on, I can't hear you.
Chris Johnson, the ex running back, rushing leader, NFL. Has been brought in on charges of murder for hire. He's pleading not guilty. He has bonded out. But Chris Johnson is a big dummy for hanging around people that want to go and tell on him.
Wow.
Dummy.
We'll be the engineer. Who's so big dummy the other day?
Since it's throwback Thursday, I figure I'd go with a throwback one on this one. The player that was making $14.6 million in his final year of contract, he was offered a $21 million extension for the next upcoming year. His words, and I quote him, "I got to feed my family." He turned the offer down. He turned the offer down. And signed the veteran minimum the following year. To Latrell Sprewell, You big dummy.
You big dummy. You big dummy.
Latrell, you big dummy. And my big dummy of the day, does everybody know the head coach, the new head coach for Mississippi State, Mike Leach? If you're not hip to Mike Leach, man, he used to coach at Washington State. He used to coach at Texas Tech. And he made some outlandish quotes. I'm going to give you a couple of them to start off. One of them was, everything is about spider webs and skulls. He said another one, I don't look like Elaine on Seinfeld. Then another one, how do you kill a sun devil? Those are just bad ones. I'm just going to tell you this one quote he just said, and because of that quote, they may be considering firing him because he already has lost 2 3-star recruits. They're in the protocol waiting just for the quarantine to be over with. He said, after 2 weeks of quarantine with her husband, Gertrude decided to knit him a scarf. And the picture on his Instagram was an elderly woman knitting a noose. To Mike Leach, the head Mississippi State football coach, you big dummy. We got to get that better. I'm sorry, guy. I'm going to get that together, man. We got to get back. But, yeah, Mike Leach, man. Mike Leach. Doing stupid stuff like that. I don't know what's wrong with him. But, hey, they keep giving him a job, so I guess he thinks he can keep on doing it. Man. We wrapping up the show. Ice, you got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Hey, man, shout-out to my Facebook friends who listen in, all my friends from the hospital who listen in, and they just thanks a lot, man, for hanging out with us, though.
Styles of God, you got anybody you want to shout-out?
Yeah, shout-out to my homeboy, child, on his way here. Due to be here September 28th. Big shout out to my unborn child. Let's go.
My engineer, OGTV.
Big shout out to the world. I want everybody to have hope, trust, and stay prayerful.
Man, there you have it. Your boy L Boogie, once again, I want to shout out, man, all. Everybody who's tuning in all over the world, all over the country, on every street in the world, we appreciate you listening during this time of quarantine. Every Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, 515-605-9370. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. We in the building, baby. We'll be back on your street tomorrow, 12 p.m. If you want to go back to the podcast, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, / streets talk. And on to my host, my engineer, bless and love. Keep inspiring me. 6 words: 1.
Bang, so I'm caught up in the game, just cold change. Packing 40 glocks to tame a rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sitting on remand, running back lacks the Chevys on the wrong. 96 big body sitting no chrome. As we head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple beans and my pockets bulging. It's hard to imagine, picture me rolling.
Fuck up and formulate a caper.
Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bad disease, so I need to hit a lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the pot, they got a chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't teach you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat. Tell me, count the props, TKO, you got the wrong spot. Niggas, I'm clocking. I get the liquor, and you can get the female. It's cooking shit that we inflict and get the street sales.
Move smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on stolen, boss hog, and that's pocket, nigga. Pocket, nigga. Picture us a rubber.
Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know, some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I want to make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facilities. All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? Balling on y'all punk ass. Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home or something. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, hoe? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop me. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mocha, Mo Brain. Sad dog, sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me on? Is y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all want to see me again, rewind this track right here, close your eyes, and picture me rolling.